I think it would, yes.
Okay. What do you use to, if you have a bottle you want to fill with liquid, what do you use to keep, put in the bottle, not a cap, but something to put in the bottle, keep the liquid from coming out? What do you call that?
Stopper. Okay. Cork.
Which?
Beg your pardon?
Which would you call it?
Well, a more modern term, I guess, would be a stopper, but...
It used to always be a cork, but you can't buy cork anymore.
Now they have mostly screwed cap there.
Yeah. What do you call a thing you use to drive nails with?
Well, that's have to be a hammer.
Yeah. The next thing is on horse-drawn equipment. If you have a two-horse rig, or two or more, I guess, what do you call a thing that sticks out from the front of the wagon?
That's a tongue.
Is that your word for it? How about on a one-horse rig, what do you call the two things that stick out?
Shafts.
The thing that the traces are attached to behind the horse is...
Well, if it's just one horse, it'd be a single tree.
Okay, how about if you got more than one?
Then it'd be a double tree.
Okay. Okay. I wonder if you tell me a little bit about how you used to prepare a field for planting.
Back in the horse farming days?
Yeah.
You would plow it either with a walking plow, and that was called a walking plow because it just threw one furrow. It could throw it to the right or to the left, and the operator would walk behind it, maneuvering it with two handles.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might plow the ground with a riding plow, which was called a sulky plow.
Mm-hmm.
It was a one bottom plow pulled by three horses.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would used to send me out to plow with the sulky plow.
Mm-hmm.
And, or you might do it with a game plow. That was a riding plow that plowed two furrows at a time, pulled by four horses, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after that, usually pulling a disc with the team or the horses, and then finally harrowing it to get a finer mulch.
Would you have any other word for harrow?
Well, as there are different forms of harrows. There's a spring-tooth harrow, which would have semicircular teeth, while the regular harrow just had spikes, which would drag through the soil.
Did you have any term for something used to transport stones from the field? And I know that there aren't any stones around there, but if there
were. Yes, there are, though. There are stones in our fields. Some fields that are pretty common with stones.
What would you call that thing that you used to take the stones out of the field?
You mean to remove them from the field?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, when we were kids at home, we'd use what we called the mud boats. But it would just be flat, and we wouldn't have any trouble rolling them on. Large-sized stones or rocks, you could load them easier.
Was that your term?
I was thinking of mud sled, but he's more familiar with what it was.
Is that the same thing?
I'd say so.
What about the other kinds of sleds, other kinds of...
Well, used to have the one horse sleigh, and then we used to have what we call the bobsled too. That was pulled by two horses.
Anything else about a bobsled that was peculiar or particular about that sled?
They were made by hand around here. Those.
How many runners did it have?
It was built in two units. You'd have your front unit, which would have